We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. What's up, everybody? I'm Britton.
And I'm Briley, and this is episode 4. We are so excited. Today, I wanted to talk to you about fun trip you got to take. So you got to go to Washington, D.C.
I did.
Which is so fun because I've never gotten to go there before.
Yeah.
So what was your favorite part of the whole trip?
My favorite part had to be the botanical gardens because we had a lot of freedom there and we weren't like either on a tour or just being guided. We just kind of got to go off on our own with our friends. And I really got close with a couple more of my friends just because we got to do what we wanted, and we were just kind of taking it at our own pace and just sucking it all in, and it was really nice.
That's super fun. So beforehand, I'm going to go back a little bit. Before the trip, this was like your first big trip. So what was going through your head while you were getting prepared to leave for this big trip to D.C.?
I don't want to go on this trip. That was what was going through my head because I was so anxious about it months in advance.
Really?
Because whenever you had to like start the payments for it, dad was like, you're going on this trip because it's a great experience. And my trip to Washington, D.C. was so amazing. I was like, but dad, I don't want to go. And I was really nervous about like, okay, I don't know a lot of people that are going. Who am I going to room with? Like, I was just so many different thoughts that it's like, why are you worried about that?
Yeah.
Like, whenever people would ask me, like, why are you worried about that? Like, it wasn't really, I couldn't really put, you know, I was just so nervous about everything just because it was something new and scary and all that kind of stuff. So I was definitely nervous.
Right. You couldn't really, like, tell what you were nervous about. You just were nervous because you were anxious about the unknown, basically. So what would you like to explain to me what happened at Arlington Cemetery when you got to go visit the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier?
Yeah, I mean, that's why we're here. So let me just paint the picture for you. So at Arlington Cemetery, there is the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an uphill walk, and we finally make it. So we're all exhausted from walking uphill. You know how that is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're standing in the direct sun. You can't sit down. You have to stand. You have to be pretty still.
Right.
You can't be on your phone unless you're taking some pictures or videos. And you can't talk. So it's completely silent. And, you know, you've got your sunglasses on. You're like, okay, I'm just tired, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So whenever I get really anxious, it kind of makes me nauseous, like, to eat, or just because, like, your nerves are in your stomach. And so it's like that just kind of goes overboard for me. And so I hadn't eaten dinner the night before, didn't eat breakfast that morning.
Uh-huh.
And I hadn't really drank a lot of water, too, because it was a travel day and all that kind of stuff. So I'm standing there, and we're about halfway into the morning, around like 10 or 11,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, okay, we're almost to lunch. I'm getting really, really hungry. Like, I'm hoping that I'm going to eat at lunch because I'm starving, basically. Not really, but and so I'm standing there, and I'm kind of trying to move around a little bit, trying to distract myself from how, like, hungry and weak I'm getting.
Right.
So I was like, okay, I'm feeling, like, really heavy and just everything's kind of starting to merge together and it's starting to turn like black and I'm getting really lightheaded. I'm like, what is happening to me? So I walk up to one of the teachers and I was like, hey, I'm getting really lightheaded. And all I could get out was like, I didn't eat dinner. I didn't eat breakfast. There it is. And then there I go. I'm unconscious. And so in the middle of Arlington Cemetery, I'm standing there, and then I just pass out.
That's wild.
So,
and that's never happened to you before. You've never passed out or anything.
Yeah. And so that was obviously stressful for me just because I'm like, what do you do when you pass out? Like, how does this work? And so that was just an insane time for me.
So after, like, you woke up from it, what were you thinking or what was your body feeling like, I guess?
I mean, my nerves were kind of like so almost like shocked because I was so dehydrated. So my hands were stuck in a position and my legs were stuck in a position and like I couldn't move anything. Yeah. And I'm sitting on a bench in the shade and like, you know, I'm making a whole scene. Firefighters are coming, police officers. That's just how I roll. You know, I like to go big or go home.
Yes, exactly.
And clearly I couldn't have gone home because it was about 9 hours away from you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I was honestly just thinking like, okay, mom and dad aren't here. Briley's not here. What do I do? I just passed out with no family members in sight. Like, it was just crazy.
That's so stressful. I know it had to be stressful for you because at home we were stressed out and we got like, they were trying to contact us, but you guys had really bad reception at the cemetery. So they were trying to contact dad and the only message that went through was like, hey, it's an emergency, pick up. And he was like, and same thing with mom. They called and they were like, hey, has Britt never had any episodes of like passing out or anything? And she was like, no. And they said, oh, well, she has now. And then the phone call ended. So I was like, that had to be crazy because we were like, oh, what's going on? We don't know what's going on. This is stressful. And something else we also saw, because you guys had to ride on like a trolley or something to go up the hill, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, after all that happened, you said that they didn't let you ride the trolley back down, right?
Mm-mm. I actually rode back down in the back of a police car. So first time ever doing that. Hopefully it will be my last.
That's so reassuring when your sister is 9 hours away and you get a picture of you behind bars. And I was like, oh, this is not good.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's pretty crazy that happened. Something cool, though, in that situation, you had somebody there that you knew really well. So do you want to say who that was?
It was actually my small group leader from church.
She was the nurse.
Yes, she was the nurse. So she was the one who was like, make room. She's mine. Like, let me take care of her. And she was the one who helped me so much. Like, she was always checking up on me, being like, hey, you drink water? Are you eating? And, like, she is so sweet. I'm so glad that she was there, especially since I passed out. And the fact that she was the nurse there, it's just like, oh, God did that on purpose.
Yeah. After it happened, were you, like, worried that it would happen again? Or were you, like, what was going through your mind?
I was a little bit worried of it happening again. I wasn't focused on that. I mean, the big thing for me was like, okay, what if I get stressed out again and then I don't eat and then I don't drink any water and then I just forget and then I pass out again? So it's almost like I just kept going like, what if, like, yeah. And then I was getting in a spiral and I was like, I don't know what to do anymore.
Right. I think it's kind of crazy because it's like, you don't know, it's something that's never happened to you before, so you don't know how it's going to go either. But how, like, what were you anxious about exactly? Because obviously you were anxious for the entire trip, but what were you so anxious about that made you pass out?
Yeah, honestly, I can't even really pinpoint it because that's the funny thing about anxiety. It's that sometimes you just get so caught up in your nerves and like all of your anxieties and worries and you don't even know what you're worrying about.
Yeah.
And it's just, it like takes hold of your mind and then you just forget about everything else, like joyful and happy. And that was just, I mean, everything new comes with new fears. Like that reminds me of a book that I was reading by John Acuff and his daughters. And one of the chapters in it was Fear Gets a Voice, Not a Vote. And the more that I, like, when I read that chapter and, like, it kind of broke it down and I was like, okay, I started thinking about it. I was like, wait a second. So, obviously, everything new comes with new, like, fears and anxieties because it's new. You've never done it before. You don't know what to expect. And that's normal. But you don't have to let that fear win. You can choose to push that more like, okay, I know you're there, but I need to focus on something else. I need to focus on being excited. I'm in Washington, D.C. Like,
yeah.
I should have had that kind of attitude instead of being like, I'm in Washington, D.C. I don't know what's going to happen. I just passed out. I don't know what to do from here. Like,
right.
I should have been focused on the positives more.
Yeah. I think that's definitely so true, is that you don't really always know with anxiety what you're anxious about. You're just anxious. But that's so good, the line that fear can be present, but it doesn't have to take over.
Hopefully today we've brought some encouragement and a good reminder that even though fear may be here,
worry does not have to win.